Hello and welcome to another edition of the Guardian ID podcast. This is Zach Martin, editor of the Guardian ID magazine. Today we're speaking with Jonathan Bowen, sales manager at Digital Identification Solutions, about laser engraving ID cards. But before we dive in, first, a word from our sponsor.
Picture a unique identity. Imagine that identity turning into one unique credential. Envision using that credential to enter facilities and log on to networks and applications. Diebold's Credential One solution mitigates the complexity and risks of managing multiple identities. Think one credential, multiple uses. Think Diebold Credential One. To learn more, visit www.credentialone.com.
For the vast majority of stories that I write, I find myself focused on how information is being stored in the card. But what is often more important are the security features on the card itself. There are many different options when it comes to security features on a card, but one that is becoming more popular is laser engraving. Digital Identification Solutions last year introduced a desktop laser engraving card printer, one of the first ever. Laser engraving, while expensive, may be a truly tamper-proof security feature. It offers up security that can be checked by either simply looking at the card or even offering tactile feedback when touching the card. The solution has caught on with many overseas governments using it as national ID cards, but word is others are looking at the technology as well. Jonathan, thanks for joining us today.
Absolutely. Thank you, Zach. I'm happy to be here.
First off, tell us about the product that you guys introduced last year.
The product we introduced is the EDDISecure LCP9000, and it's a laser color personalization system. What that does is it mixes the best of many different worlds. We are traditionally and have been known around the world as a company that produced dye sublimation, direct-to-card, and retransfer printers. So what we've done is married the best of our color retransfer printing with black and white laser engraving, and even added the option for lamination and for things like contact or contactless encoding, as well as mag stripe barcode printing, and etc., that most folks in the industry are familiar with on an everyday basis. So we've created a modular unit in the LCP9000 that consists of a color retransfer printer that uses dye sublimation and thermal resin printing for the black printing, and it modularly connects to the laser engraver unit, which does black and white laser engraving. The laser engraver will do very high quality, high definition photographs, and it will also do text, logos, other security features that you might want to do. It can even do things like on-demand micro printing of micro text with the laser engraver, and then still add a secure hologram over the top surface of the card for both an extra measure of security and abrasion resistance for the color printing.
Your product is one of the first out there that offers both laser engraving and dye sublimation, at least in the form factor, because it's a desktop printer, right?
That is correct.
And what are, you know, a lot has been, you know, laser engraving has been around for a long, long time, but it seems in the last year or two is when I've been hearing more and more about it. What are the advantages of laser engraving over dye sublimation and other kinds of card printing technology?
Laser engraving has one primary advantage over dye sublimation printing or most other desktop printing capabilities or technologies. That is that when a laser comes into contact with the card, it actually burns through the top layer of the card, reacts with the inner core of the card body. This means that instead of printing images and data to the top surface of the card, where they could be scratched off or removed with chemicals by someone who wanted to alter an image or data that's on a card, like a date of birth, these images are actually engraved, and that's why we call it a laser engraver. It's literally etching or burning the data, your date of birth, first name, last name, your eye color, weight, even your black and white photograph, into the card body. And that makes it very difficult to remove or alter any of that information without damaging the card surface while you're trying to alter that. So the beauty of laser engraving for someone who wants a very secure identification card is that the normal person who wants to fake, forge, or alter that card will not tamper with that card. He'll move to a less secure card, a different target, because a laser engraved card is very, very difficult to fake.
Okay. And now, correct me if I'm wrong. I've heard that some laser engraving also provides, not only is it burned into the card, but sometimes it can offer a tactile feedback as well. Like if you touch it and you feel the laser engraving, you can actually feel that it's burnt into the card.
Absolutely. And tactile features are great security features used in the field. For instance, on a dark, stormy night when a state trooper pulls someone over alongside an interstate, he has just a few seconds to shine a flashlight in your eyes and then look at your license and try to compare and see if you look like the individual on the license. And then he has to try to verify, does your license in his eyes look like a real license or an invalid document? Tactile effects are actually raised surfaces in text or other information that you can run your finger over and you can feel that text. So no matter what kind of light or visibility you're working in, whether it's dark, for instance, a lot of times people show an ID when they're entering an establishment that's for people over 21 only. With a tactile effect, you can very quickly run your finger along there and feel that text has been burned in, and that's virtually impossible to forge with any other kind of desktop printer on the market right now. You really need a laser engraver because that laser cuts deep into the core and the core reacts. It spends more time burning at the core. That pushes the letters or the data that you're printing, engraving, up through the surface of the card. It's a little bit like an embossed feature on a credit card that we're all so used to. Not quite as raised. It doesn't look like it's raised. Like a credit card, and it certainly doesn't have a different color, but it really can be felt with a fingertip. So it's a great way to validate a secure ID card.
So Jonathan, I hear there's another cool feature of the laser engraving that you can do where you can almost create a hologram or a reticular image. I don't know if I'm saying, am I saying reticular right? I can't remember.
Well, we like to just describe it as either CLI or MLI, which stands for changeable laser image, or multiple laser image, and it's very simple how it works. During the card manufacturing process, when the card itself is made at the factory, they place a very small, we like to call it a lens. Sometimes it's an oval, sometimes it's a square area, about 3/4 inch long, maybe 1/2 inch high or so. And there are ridges in that lens area. And what we do in the laser is we tilt the card one way and then tilt it another. And on each side of those ridges, if you think of them like the peaks, the legs of a triangle, we engrave one image on one side of the triangle and a different image on the other side of the triangle. And then the finished product, when it comes out of the laser engraver, if you turn that back and forth, like your regular driver's license, if you were to turn it right and left, on one side you might see the last name of the individual, like Smith, and then when you turn the other direction, you'd see the date of birth.
Hmm.
And this is a really nice feature, again, because it takes no special equipment to check it. You can see it with the naked eye, much like with the tactile effects. You can feel them with your fingertips. This you can see with the naked eye. It doesn't matter if somebody's even colorblind. They can see this shifting from a specific word or phrase, maybe even over to a logo or something else, and back and forth. And this, again, is another feature that's really just virtually impossible to create with any other kind of desktop issuance printer on the market, whether it's dye sublimation or any other kind of printer.
Who's the market for your new printer? Where do you guys envision it, envision selling it? Who do you envision using it?
The primary customers we see that would be interested in laser engraving are those that have a huge issue with forged and faked cards presently. And the first that comes to mind in the U.S. and Canada are the state and provincial driver's licenses that are used for different purposes. Right now, states' driver's licenses in the U.S. and Canada can be used from everything from checking into a hotel, gaining access to alcohol, cigarettes, other things, showing at a secure identity checkpoint. You can board an aircraft with just your driver's license. If you're flying domestically, you don't have to show a passport. So it's vitally important that the U.S. driver's licenses and even the Canadian provincial driver's licenses are very secure. And we've found that in the driver's license market, there are huge huge problems with cards being knocked off, forged, and even altered. I think we all see online these businesses that offer the capability to buy a fake driver's license, but many college students take their ID today and with some chemicals alter the date of birth or the expiration date or some few basic features so they can buy alcohol, which creates a security risk in and of itself, not only to the person consuming the alcohol, but to the individual who sold it to them and anyone who may be on the road if they happen to get on the wheel of a car.
Right. So you guys are going to be starting to ship units soon?
We expect to see these units begin to ship sometime in early October. A laser engraver is not a simple product to bring to market, and that's also one of the things that makes it more secure than standard dye sublimation printing. Dye sublimation printers are fairly simplistic. They're not terribly hard to produce. The technology has finally caught up in manufacturing and engineering, where working with dye sublimation is much easier than it was 8 to 10 years ago. But laser engraving is still difficult to configure, especially for a plastic card. The laser has a very narrow bandwidth, both in its light that it has to work in and in its power, or you can burn the card too much or end up with no information on the card. So we're spending a lot of time making sure that when we bring the product fully to market and begin shipping, that the product is easy to configure for the end user, that it works well, that it's fast, can do a high throughput of cards per hour, so that whether it's used in a border crossing card or a state's driver's license project, or even a very secure ID, maybe in a government facility where thousands of IDs are issued per year, that it can hold up to the rigors that are expected of it there, and that it's easy for the customer to produce those cards.
Is there any difference in the time it takes to do to print a laser engraved card versus a dye sublimation card?
There can be some slight time differences. The differential is based on the amount of data or images that you're applying to the card with the laser engraver itself. If we're just applying text, even if that text is tactile, the laser engraver moves incredibly fast. If you see video of this online, it's so fast that it amazes most people. It slows down slightly when it has to do graphical elements that require a lot more attention to detail, like a high-resolution black and white photo, or even some barcodes take a little bit longer to produce. What we found, though, in our tests is that normally we can have a card printing in our color printer and another engraving in our laser engraver at the same time, so there's no bottleneck on the throughput. The average dye sublimation printer on the market, if it prints a color ID front and back and applies a laminate to that to secure the printing, takes right around a minute to a minute and a half to produce that card, and we can easily produce cards that quickly with laser engraving.
So, Jonathan, what's the general cost of a laser engraving printer, kind of what it is compared to a dye sublimation printer?
Absolutely, and let me try to give you an order of magnitude. In the past, if you were to buy a laser engraving unit to work with a central issuance machine and a driver's license project, the module itself, just for laser engraving, could cost you as much as $240,000.
Wow.
And imagine that you might need multiples of those to do a high card throughput per hour. What we've done is we've introduced the LCP 9000 at a sub-$100,000 MSRP. So we're able to bring this to market, and it literally sits on a desktop. It's less than 4 feet long from stem to stern, depending on how you configure the three units, because there are three pieces that are modular. And as you buy or leave off certain pieces, your price reflects slightly up and down. But laser engraving is expensive enough that it keeps the average criminal away from this kind of element, and technical enough that if he bought it, he probably wouldn't know how to configure it anyway. But we've brought the price down dramatically, you know, more than half of what it normally would be to get into a high-quality, fast production unit where you can do both color printing and laser engraving as well as contact or contactless encoding all in one pass. Well, there are a lot of unique things that obviously can be referenced on our website. We have some videos available that customers can watch if they're interested. If someone wants more information about the laser, they can check that out. But a couple of things I would point out is that we designed this laser engraver from the ground up, or maybe I should say from the tabletop up, for the purpose of producing plastic ID cards, so PVC, polycarbonate cards, polyester cards. What that means, and this is a very important difference that you can't see with the naked eye, what it really means is our laser is not an industrial laser that has been pressed in the service engraving ID cards. Just about every other laser engraver out there now uses an industrial laser that was originally designed for something like cutting metal or wood or even cloth. And those laser engravers are not necessarily calibrated, nor are they manufactured and engineered for the kind of use that ID card printers normally go through in a driver's license project or a border crossing project. What can often happen then is if you have one source for the laser itself and another source for the rest of the entire mechanism, and you have problems, it's very hard to pinpoint who did what. It's which came first, the chicken or the egg. And we eliminated that by designing the laser from literally the ground up to be a laser that's made specifically for card printing, so it's much easier to calibrate. It's very easy to maintain and keep going, and it's really designed specifically geared for a project of the magnitude that would need the kind of security that laser engraving needs, yet it reduces the maintenance headaches of having to have full-time technicians on staff at all times or people with very specialized training to deal with the laser. We never like to bring products to market that make it more difficult for our customers to produce the kinds of cards they need to produce, and I think we've done a good job on this one of understanding our customers' needs globally for the different kind of projects that laser engraved cards will be used for. And it's certainly our goal to make sure that we not only bring this to market and it's easy to use, but that it works well for them. And if they have any kind of problem, they have one source to come back to and us. We produced the laser. We created the laser. We don't have to point fingers at someone else or have them pointed back to us and frustrate the customer.
Well, Jonathan, unless there's something else, I want to thank you for taking the time to chat with us today.
Thank you very much, Zach. We certainly appreciate the opportunity to spend some time with you.